everybody. Welcome back to Steelers Live. Last week was the combine. A few things to recap from there. Talking a lot about the start of free agency, as we mentioned, tight end David Johnson. The news so far for the Steelers signing a new two-year deal. But the draft is coming up. That is where we know the Steelers' philosophy is to help build a team. I had a chance to catch up with Mike Mayock to talk about the 2017 draft class.
It's easily the best defensive draft I've seen in the last 10 years, and particularly edge rusher. Pittsburgh Steelers just signed Harrison again at age 39. If they're looking for some depth at a high level, there's a ton of talent on the edge group, and Tim Williams from Alabama is a guy that I think is intriguing that could slide a little bit because of off the field. Takarist McKinley from UCLA fits what the Steelers do. Even J.J. Watt's little brother, T.J., kind of fits what the Steelers do, and he's a great player. And I think also the corners and the safeties are as deep as I've ever seen it. So, again, if the Steelers are looking to replenish that corner group, they took Artie Burns a year ago. The inside linebacker group is deep. So the defensive side of the draft is as deep as it's ever been, and I think Kevin Colbert's going to have a lot of fun with that group.
I don't know if you need to feel good about the draft labs, but I think what Mike Mayock is saying there about how deep the defense is this year, this draft class, as was the same for last year, good news for the Steelers who want to keep replenishing that unit.
Yeah, and, you know, again, Mike Mayock mentioned the edge rushers. You know, I really think that when you look at the Steelers' defense as it is configured right now, the team definitely has to address right outside linebacker. I think Bud Dupree gives them a pretty solid presence on the left side, certainly someone that they can build around as he continues to develop. And then, you know, the secondary, you know, I don't know that you ever have enough really good cover people, but I would also see the Steelers, you know, looking to either replenish or reinforce the secondary. And again, I mean, this is only the first day of free agency. I'm not 100% sure that the Steelers won't be making maybe some moves as this progresses. I do believe, you know, as they always say, that there is interest in re-signing some of their own people. And I think once and if that gets done, then things will start to crystallize a little bit. Just for example, just throwing this out, the quarterback situation. You know, if Landry Jones re-signs, your outlook on what you have at quarterback is totally different than if Landry Jones leaves. So, you know, some of these pieces have to fall into place, I think, before we're going to be able to see, you know, the course that the Steelers might be going as this process continues and then culminates on starting April 27th. One of your favorite days.
Definitely your favorite day.
Absolutely.
Well, I think also the Steelers don't usually make a big splash per se on the first day of free agency, as we're seeing all this news coming in on Twitter. I believe Ladarius Green was 5 days after the start of free agency. Same thing whenever Mike Mitchell was brought in. That was a few days after the start of it. So it's not to say they might not bring somebody from the outside in. It's just not going to be the 4 p.m. start.
Right. And you know, when you look at the players that the Steelers have signed as unrestricted free agents historically, you know, look if you're trying to play along and guess, you know, they don't go for guys who are old, who are, you know, a year or two away from retirement or on the downsides of their careers. They usually look for, you know, a young up-and-comer, maybe a guy going into a second contract who has a little bit of experience, either starting or contributing in a manner in which that the Steelers plan to use him. You know, a couple of recent examples of that being Mike Mitchell, Ryan Clark, these kind of guys. Even James Ferrier, when the Steelers signed him back in 2002, he was a guy who was just going into his second contract. So these are the kinds of guys, you know, that the Steelers are looking at. So, you know, Steelers fans, when you're out there trying to figure out whether this tweet about the Steelers are interested in this guy or that guy, whether it's true or not, you know, kind of use some of the guidelines that I'm trying to explain here right now to help you understand whether these things might actually be true and the Steelers are interested, or it's an agent trying to drum up interest maybe in other teams by saying, well, the Steelers are interested, which, you know, is supposed to, I guess, get other teams to say, well, you know, if the Steelers want them, maybe we should up our offer.
Maybe you should write a Steelers Guide to Free Agency book. That way we can all read it next year before the start of free agency and be prepared.
Yeah, it'll only be about 4 pages long, though, because as we know, the Steelers do not believe in free agency as a primary method of roster building.
All right. As we said throughout the show, the only news happening so far within the Steelers organization is tight end David Johnson re-signing to a 2-year deal with the team. We just want to let all of our Steelers Nation Unite members know the keyword for today is league. So you can head to SteelersNationUnite.com on the homepage in the top corner. Enter the keyword league.
Double yards, double miles.
No, it's just normal today.
Just normal. Okay.
It should have been more. It's the start of free agency.
See?
We'll talk to people.
Okay.
Yeah, you get on that.
All right. Your people call my people.
Of course, as always, stay plugged into Steelers.com and the Steelers social media for all of the latest news and happenings. That is going to do it for this edition of Steelers Live. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.